8:13, and let's go ahead and roll in right now with our program, Ask Asbury. Yes, Susie Cloy joins us from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. She joins us every Tuesday around 8:15 for her report on retirement living. Morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing just fine.
Good.
Thank you. Glad you could join us here. You're all decked out in a garden outfit here. You're looking good there with your planter's hat on there.
Thank you.
You headed toward the Derby or what?
No. Bubbles and Blooms today. We're going to be on our courtyard at Asbury Place in Kingsport, the campus.
Okay.
So anybody that wants to come, we got a few spots left, but we're going to have a big time at the Bubbles and Blooms Garden Show today.
Great. We'll get the details on that after we talk to Tammy Peter, who joins us here from Stedman Hill. Morning, Tammy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning.
Welcome
doing
back.
Great.
We didn't scare you off last time.
No. Glad to be back.
Glad you're here, too. You're administrator at Stedman Hill. For our listeners who may not be familiar with Stedman Hill, as a part of the entire Asbury complex, Stedman Hill is for focused care. Is that correct?
Yes. It is. Stedman Hill is our assistant living focused care with just great care with our nurses, our PCAs. We cover really just about everything with medication management. Nurses do a great job and we do dining services, just gardening, housekeeping, it's the whole picture with that. And, you know, we just high focus with everything. And residents are just very, very happy to be there. I mean, it's just a good, warm atmosphere.
There are two aspects of the care, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One is for assisted care, correct?
Right. We have assisted care. And then also we do have a memory care unit. Mm-hmm. And that really, that focuses on residents that just need that little extra. They may...
Not quite so self-sufficient.
Right. And we assist them with that. We have a great PCA that works back there. And they do a lot of training, and they have a lot of knowledge and help, with activities, which we know that is so important. And, of course, we're in the summer months, so we want to include our activities. And it keeps them, they just, you know, stay motivated and just that overall well-being. But some memory care is a real high importance out there. And then, of course, our assistant living.
Yeah, you mentioned specific activities for the memory care. Could you maybe just detail a couple of those for our listeners, just to sort of acquaint them with the aspects of the care there?
Yeah, so with our activities, and Laura is our activity director, and she goes back there every day. So they do a gardening, exercise, music, music. We have a pianist that comes once a month, and just, you know, that is a soothing overall, just, you know, feeling just a soothing helps them, because sometimes they can have anxiety and different things. So there's so many things that we focus on overall with them. Mm-hmm. But they really enjoy music and dancing.
You mentioned dancing. I was going to ask you too about probably generally speaking for the population at Stedman Hill, some may have limited mobility sorts of things too. The activities that you were talking about, in particular, the sorts of things, dancing, that sounds great too, to really keep people moving. How important is it for mobility to be maintained in a senior or an assisted living sort of situation?
Well, as we all know, and even with myself, you know, activities strengthens our muscles.
Right.
And it can even help decrease falls and injuries and accidents. Because the more we're moving, you know, we're improving circulation, helping keep that blood pressure down, decrease cholesterol. So there is so many even health reasons, you know, for activities. But I think with the population, it definitely helps with injuries because you're moving. Mm-hmm. And so you become a little unstable and walking or different things, you know, then you have that mobility and it just helps, keep you, reducing falls, which is crucial, you know, as we get older. And even myself, I sometimes trip. There's things that happen.
See you next fall.
Let me also add to cognition.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the music engagement, a lot of times food, like Richie had shared last week, a favorite memory, something that can be recalled and it brings them back to a really good, spot in their life. but the cognition piece too. What I love about our memory care neighborhood is the ability to be able to wander and roam in safety. So, you know, they're obviously in a secured environment. They have a courtyard that they can go out and enjoy vitamin D, fresh sunshine. And then when you cap that off with the cognition piece, the physical ability, the cognition, and then just all of those other components that help in the memory care environment, it's what truly makes us an award-winning program.
Yes,
Tammy, it
absolutely.
Sounds to me like Susie was saying there that engagement with the residents is very much a primary sort of thing. It sounds like that. Is that the case?
Oh, yes, because, you know, they are, because just the consistency with their caregivers that, you know, they have a relationship with them. So it really helps them because we want to maintain and have the, you know, consistency with the ones that are back there. They get to know just every little thing about them. And when the residents see them, well, they're familiar with them.
The light goes
on. So, yes. And that helps because then they participate more.
Sure. Yes. And I think engagement is one of the keystones toward a healthy lifestyle
Absolutely,
at any age or
yes.
any condition, too. Thinking out loud right now with Tammy Peter, administrator at Stedman Hill. I understand you had a survey recently among the residents, and it came out... you said rather glowingly. Tell us about why did you do the survey, first of all, and then tell us about the results.
So Asbury, this is a yearly survey with the residents, and it also includes family members. So we include everyone. And, of course, the importance with that is to help us know what we can do better. You know, if there's areas that we need to improve on. So it's just an overall knowing how are we doing. So, and just also want to take this moment as an opportunity just to say thank you to all our residents and families. We had a high participation. It was really exciting to see families coming in early in the morning. I mean, they wanted to do the survey. So it was really exciting with that. And our reviews were very high in the atmosphere, you know, over at Stedman, just right when you walk in the door. You just really can feel that warm, compassionate, just that great atmosphere. And just the CNAs, the nurses, you know, they give.
The staff.
Yes. They, you know, when the relationship with them and the families and all of us, it's, you know, we're a team and we become a family with their families.
There you go.
So, yeah. And, of course, they raved about the food. We have to... You know, give a shout out to our dining and with assistant living and the whole building. It's always clean, our maintenance. And so we had just great reviews. I was really, really
That's
proud
good.
Of that.
I'm sure clinical care is paramount to you at Stedman Hill. And I'm sure they related back to that as well, too, with glowing figures and glowing numbers. So congratulations
on
that, too.
It was exciting.
Sounds like everything is rolling right along at Stedman Hill, and we're glad you came to tell us about it here and bring us an update. I know you'll be back again soon.
Yes, absolutely.
All righty. Thanks for joining us.
I always enjoy it. Thank you.
Susie, tell us a little bit more about how folks can participate in this Birds, Blooms, and Susie Cloyd Day today.
No birds, but we do have bubbles and blooms. We have a brunch garden show today. It is on the courtyard of Asbury Place at Kingsport.
Okay.
That is our residential independent living campus. I do have a couple slots available, not many. So if any of the listeners have a last-minute thing they want to do today, out in the fresh air, out in the sunshine, Earl Hawken is our program presenter, master gardener with UT. He has a wonderful background and just an amazing experience when it comes to successful gardens and just what to do and how to make those. So call me, 423-830-8502. It's Susie Cloyd, Asbury Place at Kingsport, and it's where we truly do anticipate more.
Very good, very good. Susie, always a pleasure to have you and your guests and your staff and your friends come along with us as well. And sometimes even Bob Miller will join us.
Oh, he'll be back. He is on the roster.
Uh-huh.
He is on the roster. He is a guest appearance, I think, in August.
So oh, very
he will
good.
Be here.
Wonderful. Susie Cloyd, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.